Let's talk about Riverside.fm, the leading podcast and video creation platform that's changing the game on how creators record content. Riverside FM allows you to record studio quality audio and up to 4K video on their platform. Now you can interview a guest 1,000 miles away and it'll sound like you're sitting in the same room. It's as easy to use as Zoom, but gives much higher quality audio and video recordings. Did we mention that they have a mobile app? This allows guests to connect directly from their phone and record content from anywhere. After your content is finished, you can easily grab clips to share them across your social media channels. So if you're looking for a hero platform for all your recording needs, from podcasts to webinars to other video content, you should be using Riverside FM. Sign up today so you can focus on your content and leave the quality to Riverside FM. Use promo code SHIPIT and receive a 30% discount on your first 3 months of your subscription. That's promo code SHIPIT to receive a 30% discount on the first 3 months of your subscription. Back to the show. Welcome to another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast, specifically episode number 24. I'm Josh, and I am back with my co-host Tobias. I'm happy that you are back to join me, back from his European vacation, and back from your little exchange with COVID. I want to ask, how was it? Was it symptom-free? Were you experiencing anything? How are you? Like, are you feeling better if you were experiencing anything? Like, how are you?
I was definitely like, a guy got hit, you know what I mean? Like, I was like breathing hard. I was like sleeping like all day long. I definitely had COVID, like 100%. I was feeling terrible. I mean, I got tested everything, obviously I did. And then, of course, it delayed like our comeback, and that's why I was stuck in like Europe for so long. But now I'm back. I feel fine now, pretty much. I mean, I haven't really done anything yet, so. But other than that, yeah.
That's good. I mean,
yeah. It is good.
What's not so good as the Knicks, though, if that's what you were about to go to.
I was about to say that. I mean, it's not terrible, but it's not good. You know what I mean? Like, we should be doing better, I feel like.
You know what's funny? I did the last two episodes alone, but I remember the last episode that we were both together, I feel like you started out with the same exact thing, which is not good to say that in, like, mid-December. We're saying the same thing that we're saying now in almost mid-January. I mean, it's January 9th when we're recording here on Sunday. So it's like, when are we going to not say that? And I mean, one of the last things I have in the doc, and I want to get to that towards the end of the episode, right before our game, our next five game picks, is can the Knicks make the playoffs? Because I know, Toby, I know, you know, you've been saying this whole time, oh, we'll make the playoffs, we'll make the playing games, if anything. But I mean, now that's kind of starting to become a question because they can't sustain a 500 even record. I think they're two games back of 500 right now, and it's just not looking good at all for this Knicks team. And obviously, we'll go into it. Before I only did the next, I equaled five, I think, with the two episodes that you were in here. It's like I think I did two, and then I did three, so we equaled five in total. But we'll go through the last three games. The first one starting with the Pacers, it was a pretty good Knicks win at home, 104-94. You have, here, I want to go to the doc so I make sure I have everything. Barrett dropped 32 and Randall dropped 30. Barrett, the last three games, has been consistent. Obviously, I had that game winner against Boston, which we'll get to because I have a lot of points on that. And I know, Toby, you watch that game as well on primetime. I feel like the Knicks always do pretty well when it comes to primetime on TNT. And against the Celtics, for some reason, Fournier always goes off. I guess it's just a former team type of thing. He just has to show what he's got.
Go ahead. That he's played against them. The three games he's played against them, I saw he was averaging like 35 or points or something crazy. Like he got his career high in the first night, or the opening night, right, at 32. And then he got another career high again. Like he's career high two times, and both times it was against the Celtics. So obviously he's doing something right. I feel like maybe it's a little bit of a revenge for him. I don't know, but, you know, it's great from him.
I guess we can just go to the Celtics game now because that's where everyone's leaning towards. There's no, like...
I mean, yeah, the Pacers game, it was a really good win. Both of our stars did good. I don't know if you can even call them stars at this point because they kind of suck.
Right, you can't even... I mean, like, the Randall from last year being an all-star. He's not an all-star this year.
Yeah, he's definitely not an all-star this year. We don't have an all-star this year. I saw somewhere that D. Rose was like top 10 all-star voting for guards or something crazy. I mean, what? Like, he hasn't played for like a month or something, but yeah, whatever. But yeah, I mean, our team, our stars, it's really, that's the problem. I mean, look, when they both have good games, we win. We're going to win every single time if they have good games. And then if they have off nights, like they did against the Celtics, where RJ played 43 minutes and only had 19, and Randall played 37 and only had 13, like, that's just not really good enough, and we only scored 75 points, so it obviously shows.
And I think Randall will be a main part of this episode, and we can move to the... You were talking about the third game out of the three
the
loss against the Celtics away. Yeah. Let's talk about this one in the middle here. 108-105 final score. RJ Barrett hits a game-winning three at the end of this one. Knicks
and our star
trailing.
Is stepping up again. Like, that's just another thing, you know? Star is stepping up again. When we need it, the big shot from Barrett. And that's what we've been lacking.
Right off the glass, a Hail Mary type of shot there. The Knicks were trailing throughout this whole game. The comeback really happened in the third and fourth quarter, and it was good by the Knicks. They outplayed the Celtics. Really, the only star for them was Jason Tatum, who dropped 36 points and 9 assists. For the Knicks, in the first half, though, Randall was missing all types of shots. Just was not going down for him. He then came back and was able to finish the game with, what was it, 22? And also the Knicks, I want to say, were down at halftime 63-47, which was a 16-point lead. Yeah, for this.
Yeah, and that's at one point, I think they were down 25 or something.
Yep, and then they like came back first time since who knows when that they did that.
I mean, against the Bucks. Remember that Bucks game where we were down like 20-something, and then, you know what I'm talking about?
From this season.
From this season. That I think that was the last time we've actually overcame like a big deficit. I mean, it was a good win for us, and I thought that we would actually get some momentum. Me and my dad were like talking, and we're like, and you're like, yeah, that shot, that's gonna be great for us. We're gonna get some real momentum, you know. And then we just dropped a fucking egg against the Celtics the second time. Like, it's just so polarizing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and Fournier, like we said, he dropped 41 in the game against the Celtics, the one at home. Had 10 three-pointers, went 10 for 14, and I think I saw somewhere, maybe it was Knicks Film School, said that the last time a player for the Knicks hit 10 three-pointers was J.R. Smith, and he had like 22 attempts, so he went like 10 for 22, and Fournier only went 10 for 14. It was something along those
Fournier
lines.
Fournier was on, let's be 100%. Honest.
And we know that against
nothing else to say.
He does. You know, boos were raining down from the crowd in this game on the Knicks when they were down. And Randall had something to say about that when asked about in his press conference, because he gave a thumbs down to the crowd, it seemed like. So on what that meant, Randall had a very blank response of just shut the F up.
And I think he got fined like, what, 25-something thousand for that?
Correct, yeah.
And then he also apologized on Twitter, but I honestly feel like he was in the right. I mean, we're booing him. And then it's just so, but are we right to, like, it's the New York crowd is tough. Okay. We know it's going to be tough. He knows it's going to be tough. And sometimes emotions run high and it happens. You know what I mean? Like, there's not much you could do.
I get it. I mean, I do want to read the quote here.
The apology.
First of all, Randall issued an apology to fans. And then he was, like you said, he was fined $25,000 from the league for his egregious use of profane language in media interviews. The NBA sent a statement on Saturday that was per ESPN. And here's Randall's apology. Give me a minute, Toby, because this is pretty freaking long. My God. Definitely, you know, he had his lawyer write this, and he just copy and pasted it into his Instagram post. Okay. He said, just want to send a quick, there's four paragraphs. So first paragraph, just want to send a quick message to our fans and be clear. I love NYC and being a part of this team in this franchise. And like most Knicks fans, I'm really passionate about us being successful. Paragraph two, my family and I love how the fans and New Yorkers have embraced and accepted us and have made us feel great about our decisions to commit long-term with the team this past summer. The support means the world to us. Paragraph three, I understand that my actions also represent the league, this organization, and the city, and that I should have handled things last night differently and expressed myself with more professionalism and more appropriate language in the heat of the moment. My comment was an example of how sometimes you say things that you regret to people you love, even if it came from a place of passion and deep love. I don't know if he, I assume he means the Knicks fans, but the common examples say, sometimes you say things you regret to people you love. He was saying, I don't know if he loves the reporter, but I mean, okay, sure. I assume he means the
Knicks. Nah, he definitely meant the fans.
I know. Just a little joke. Paragraph four, he said, nobody wants to win more than me, and I'll continue to show loyalty and dedication to my teammates, the entire Knicks organization, and the fans who have shown me and my family so much love. I'm going to keep focusing on the future. Thank you. Go Knicks. All right. That's it. I'm deleting that. took up too much space in the doc. I want to ask you a question, Toby, because I know we just talked about it. Why is it that every time Fournier plays the Celtics, he balls out, but when you look on his 2021-22 statistics right now, he averages 13.5 points per game?
I honestly can't tell you. Let's be real. I mean, it's something in his brain where he's just like, oh, we're playing the Celtics? Time for a revenge game, and he goes off, you know?
Maybe it is primetime television. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess the players might be aware, oh, this game's not going to be on MSG. This one's going to be on TNT beforehand, but like,
you can't like assume that.
That can't be why. Yeah. I think
it's more of a revenge game. He's like, yeah, mad that they didn't sign him again or something.
And then he said in the post game interview on TNT, he's like, oh yeah, I'm going to use it. Like he doesn't use the momentum. And of course, RJ Barrett,
I mean, he didn't even play though. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he might've had a good game again. Like, we never know. He didn't play.
I was going to say he was ruled out due to a thigh injury in this game. And in the post game press conference, RJ Barrett even alluded to it and said, we missed Evan in this game. So obviously they did miss Evan because they lost 99-75 and got outplayed the whole game against the Celtics. Go.
In the first quarter, when we scored the most points, we scored 26 in the first quarter and then only scored 49 in the rest of the game. In the first quarter, we hit 8 threes. In the rest of the game, guess how many threes we hit?
I'm going to go 2.
3. 3 threes in the rest of the game, and we hit 8 in the first quarter. I mean, that is so blatant that's the reason we're losing, because we missed so many damn threes. We shot 35% from 3. Not good at all. We would not have done that last year. That's for sure. And we only scored 75 points. I mean, it shows.
And alluding to your point, you were saying the first quarter was the only time the Knicks outscored the Celtics per quarter.
Yeah.
After that, it was 23-16 Celtics outscored the Knicks in the second quarter, 32-18 the Celtics outscored the Knicks, and then the fourth quarter, 23-15. And it's every time we lose a game, a big chunk of points come in the third quarter. It's the dead quarter. It's like when the Knicks I don't know what it is. Maybe it's something that Thibodeau says at halftime, where they just like lose their momentum, their energy.
No, it's when the starters come back out onto the court after the bench has played most of the second quarter, and then they fuck it up.
It's unbelievable. It's every single time we really lose, and you look at the stats, you see that they were outscored in the third quarter, and that's like a big chunk of our losses have been because of that. I mean, I'm not saying all of our losses, it's because we lost the game in the third quarter, but most of them, I would say so.
Yeah.
I mean, and in that game, Barrett again still looked good. He had 19 points. He led the team there. Quickly looked good, 18 points in 37 minutes, but the one
Quickly
who struggled...
was good, yeah.
The one who struggled, like we were talking about, after issuing an apology. I needed an apology after this game. I don't care about your comments. Randall dropping 13 points, going 6-for-19 shooting, had 12 rebounds, 6 assists, but 6 turnovers. So 6 turnovers, only 13 points, and went 6-for-19 shooting. From our all-star, the guy who's supposed to lead the team, the guy who signed the 4-year mega million-dollar deal, and he's only dropping 13 points. That's not winning us basketball games. That's not making the playoffs.
And when he was playing bad, Tibbs didn't think to put Toppin in. Toppin only got 9 minutes this game. That's just not enough. He needs to get more than that. Let's be real. I don't know. Even Grimes got 28 minutes. I don't know how that happened.
I know. We're both at a loss for words. It's like,
Yeah.
It's repetitive at this point, though. Like, it's repetitive when, you know what, funny enough, Randall was out due to COVID. That's when Toppin got a start, and he did pretty well in those points.
It wasn't good enough. We did lose both those games when Randall was out. I mean, we need Randall, but we need him to play better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. It's just unfortunate. And Noel, due to conditioning, is going to be, he was still out after this game. I know he was recovering from COVID, so maybe he had stronger symptoms. I think it was
that, yeah.
So no Kemba, no Fournier, no Noel, no Rose, obviously. And
yeah, has been out for a minute. We've definitely been missing Rose. Like last year. Well,
Rose is going to be out for a while still because of
He is going to be out for a while, and we're going to have to learn to accept that.
So, I mean, the last thing that I want to go to, I mentioned it earlier in the episode that I said I would do this and then we would do our next five game picks is, can the Knicks make the playoffs? Because I'm sorry, Toby, but that's a question now. It is.
Okay. And I'll let you go first because I think I have a little bit of more thing to say.
Okay. So right now the Knicks in 11th place. They're 19-21, 2 games from being 500, 9 games out of first place. And we knew this. They're not going to be first place. Listen, I know the playing game this season. Is it so? It's 9 teams make the play. It's
10. It's 10.
10. So 9 and 10 make the playing games.
Is it? No. 7 through 10 make the play in.
Okay. So then, stating that, I don't think the Knicks will go straight to the playoffs. I do think they'll be able to make it to the playing games, and that's my thoughts.
I think I agree. I think we can definitely, I think we are definitely going to make the play-in, okay? I think, look, so if we're looking at the play-in game right now, it's 7 through 10. We got the Raptors, the Hornets, the Wizards, the Celtics, the Knicks, and the Hawks all fighting for it. The Pacers, they probably won't make it. They're only 15-25. And I think the only reason the Hawks are even in the play-on contention is because of Trae Young. He's been carrying their team right now. And so we're better than both of those teams, I think. At least, I think we're better than the Celtics unless we just play like absolute trash. And I mean, even the Cavaliers at 22-17, they've been really bad as of late. They're only 5-5 as of late. The Wizards are 4-6 of late. The Celtics are 4-6 as of late. We're 6-4 as of late. I mean, like we're trending in the right direction, and I think they're trending down. So I think we will probably get the 7 or 8 seed. Maybe the 6th seed if we're lucky, but that's probably unlikely. And then I think we're probably going to get routed in the first round by like the Bulls, Nets, or something like that. I mean, not much else to say about it.
I'm sorry, did you say we're trending in the right direction?
I think we are trending in the right direction. We've been 6-4 in our last 10. Like, we've been playing better as of late, okay? We had a 2-game win streak before we got like pooped on by the Celtics.
I don't know. Is 6-4 good though? I mean, that's almost 50%.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying it's better than what it was.
I don't know. I think we could definitely make the playing games. Like, that's why I predicted it. I think we have a strong enough team to win the playing game and then get knocked out again in the first round. Like, I can't see us getting past the first round of the playoffs. I can't.
Oh, we are. We're not gonna get past the first round.
We just don't have a strong enough team for it. It's sad. It really is. But we don't.
We're gonna get knocked out first round.
100%. So let's go to the game picks right now. Records. Toby catching up to me after not being so close the last few episodes, but he's doing good now. I'm 20 for 20.
I want to say I was predicting like without even watching the games. Okay, so it's like not really my fault. Like I just saw the score and I was like, oh, okay, Knicks won, but like I didn't know how they won. You know what I mean? It's tough to watch the games in Europe.
So, but you still did good. So I'm 20-15. You're 19-16, and we got 5 more games to predict, just like the normal that we did beforehand.
And I want to say, I'm always infinitely more positive than you are, like, in my predictions.
100%. Like, and it shows in this one, too.
Yeah.
So, let's start out with the Spurs. I have a win. Nope, I have a loss, because, like you said, I thought I had a win. And I'm not going to change it now, because then I'll get bullied by you. So, I'm just going to keep it as a loss, and then you have a...
I have a win, because it's the Spurs, and the Spurs suck.
Okay, Mavericks at home. Mavericks, if you don't know, right now they have a 5-game win streak, and one of those games actually coming against debatably the best team in the NBA, the Warriors. So I have a loss in Toby.
I have a loss too. They've been good lately.
At least you're realistic. Yeah. I mean, you're positive, more positive than I am, but you are realistic that when there are games that we're playing like the Warriors or the Mavericks here, you do like predict the losses like they should be predicted.
Yeah. 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 I'm not like over the top.
We got the Hawks away. We've beaten them before this season. I want to say twice. I know we beat them on Christmas Day. We
beat them on Christmas, and I remember beating them that other game where we had like 100 points. That was near Thanksgiving. We beat them that game, remember?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you go to that game? I don't know if it was that one.
I went to the Pacers game.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Hawks, we both have wins.
Hornets, I have a win because they're carried by LaMelo and Gordon Hayward.
But they're, I mean, carried, whatever, but they are eighth in the standings, so.
Yeah, but lately, like in their last, what, in their last 10, they're 5-5. It's eh. They beat the Bucks, but whatever.
Don't forget about Terry. I'm going to go loss against the Hornets. And then the final game out of the five. Right? That's 1, 2, 3. I can count. Timberwolves, that's a home game. I have a loss.
That's a dub. I don't understand how you have a loss. We beat them, what, pretty handily the last time we played them. When did we play them? We played them December 28th. We beat them 96-88.
Really? Pretty handily. Wow.
That's right. That's 12 points. I mean, 8 points.
Yeah. Seriously, talk about doing math.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I haven't been to school in like a week, in like a month almost. That's true.
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at it, and I don't think we could beat them on our form. I don't think we could beat them. And we have no Kemba. We have no Ro. I don't need to go through. All right.
That's fine.
You good to wrap it up?
I'm good.
All right. Well, you can go follow us on Twitter at TCTNS official. I'm on Twitter at JoshSola29. You can go to shippedstudios.com/City That Never Sleeps, and all of our links to listen to the podcast are on there. Subscribe on the main two, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or like I said, wherever you listen, that would be great. On Apple Podcasts, you can drop 5 stars. And that is going to do it for Toby. You got any final words?
Go Knicks.
Go Knicks. And from me, also the same thing. I hope I'm wrong, okay? I hope they win all 5 out of the 5.
Do you really hope you're wrong, though? Like, do you really hope? Like, because, like, you always are predicting losses, I swear.
Yes,
it's like
whatever. I do hope that the Knicks win all 5 out of the 5, whether you think so or not. And for right now, I'm just gonna say we will see you next time on another episode of the City That Never Sleeps podcast.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason. And this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.